This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. A new hospital is open in China to help cope with the coronavirus outbreak that has sickened more than 17,000 people and killed at least 361 in China alone. The World Health Organization says it expects the number of cases to grow. Meanwhile, scientists say the coronavirus may have come from bats. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Experts in China say they have more evidence that the new virus that has recently emerged. Papers in the journal Nature, they say the genome sequences from several patients in Wuhan, China, show the virus is closely related to the viruses that cause a severe acute food market in Wuhan, where wild animals were on sale and in contact with people. The animal source has not yet been pinpointed. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Britain's justice minister says the government will introduce emergency legislation to prevent convicted terrorists from automatically being released early from prison. On Sunday, a man stabbed two people in London days after he was set free halfway through his prison term. He was later killed by police. Earlier, Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the parole system needs changes.
But I hope people understand that the anomaly we need to clear up is the process by which some people are still coming out under automatic early release without any kind of scrutiny or parole system.
The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the attack. The impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump is continuing today with closing arguments. House lawmakers prosecuting the impeachment case and the president's defense team each have 2 hours to address senators. The vote on whether to acquit the president will come Wednesday. For more on the impeachment trial, please go to voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. After months of campaigning, U.S. Democrats